Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say that they have made an arrest in connection with Friday's rush hour bomb attack on a London subway train. Authorities say the 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover Saturday morning. Dover is a major ferry point for travel between Britain and France. A police statement called the arrest significant. Earlier Saturday, London Transport Authority said that they have reopened the Parsons Green station where the bomb on a train partially detonated. Meanwhile, VOA's Henry Ridgewell explains that this is not new to the Brits, but still their responses are always evolving.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
U.S. President Donald Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch and remarked during a speech to military personnel and their families outside of Washington, D.C., Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies will never be intimidated. Meantime, the NATO Secretary General said North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of U.N. resolutions and a major threat to international peace. This is VOA News.